The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the Church celebrates the Most Holy Trinity. We celebrate not so much the doctrine, but the reality of the Trinity. The reality of the Trinity is that God loves us. God expresses that love for us through the Son in the Holy Spirit. In the words of the Gospel today, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. Jesus then shows us how much the Father loves us by giving us the very gift the Father gave him, the Holy Spirit. God expresses his love for us most explicitly through the actions of the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity. The reality of the Trinity is all about God's explicit expressions of love for us. St. Paul's favorite greeting, which we heard in the second reading, and we also heard as at the beginning as an option of the Holy Mass, part of the liturgy, is worth pondering. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So let us look at this with a view to the first person of the Most Holy Trinity, God the Father. The love of God the Father. This is the beginning of all life. Love comes from God, and anyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Why did God create people in his own image and likeness? The answer comes from, among others, Thomas Aquinas, who stated, love did not permit God to remain alone. And also from Duns Scotus, God wishes to have co-lovers. The first reading proclaims, the Lord, a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. It is people who actually never have read the Bible who say that the Old Testament is all about killing and war and cruelty. Divine revelation is the story of a God of love and compassion, of intimacy and faithfulness. Let us now look at the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, God the Son. The grace of Jesus Christ. God loved the world so much that even after sin, he sent his Son, not to condemn, but to take away sin and its consequences, and to offer the fullness of life. The grace, that is the favor, or the gift of the Father, is manifested especially in the coming of the Son in human flesh. He came down to the human level of life in order to lift us up so that we would be sharing forever divine life. Let us now look at the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is the bond of divine love, uniting us with the Father and with one another. Love begins in the Father, is manifested to us in the Son and poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The power to live as children of God in love is available to us because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. An inner spring welling up to eternal life. There are many things in life that we find hard to express. One of these seems to be love itself. Showing affection differs from culture to culture, from a handshake to a triple kiss on the cheek, from waving a hand to a bear hug. Also, different people express themselves differently within their own culture. So how can we, in practical terms, show to others the same love that God shows us? How can we show love and gratitude to our parents, spouses, children, friends, colleagues, and even strangers? Well, at the most basic level, we can say thank you. Next, we can send a text or an email saying thank you or I love you. And a handwritten note saying I love you is even more powerful. I am sure that you could come up with many other ways, and it doesn't matter how we do it. The important thing is that we express this love God has for us and share it with others explicitly. Then we will truly live the most holy Trinity in our lives. So, if this week we explicitly express our love for one another, both as individuals and as a community, and in this way living out the reality of the most holy Trinity, we bear witness of the reality that God loves us now, next week, for the rest of our lives, forever and ever.